Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on God's light in the darkness together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to See God's Light in the Darkness, written by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Gerard. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Psalm 18:28. I sit here at my computer today, wanting to type, but not really knowing what to say. So many things and people are on my heart, with so little that I know to do to help. The world as a whole, as well as our little worlds around us, can look so very dark at times. And so, I do the only thing I can. I go to God's Word for reassurance of who He is. I remind myself of all that He's done, and I find hope in all that He's able to do. If you're in that place today, read over this list with me. Mark these verses in your Bible and know, without a doubt, that these things are true and can be trusted. The Lord is here in our midst. Zephaniah 3:17. In the middle of dark and messy and incredibly painful things, I know that He illuminates the darkness when nothing and no one else can. 2 Samuel 22:29. I know that He will never change, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. I know that the same Jesus who walked this earth thousands of years ago is here with us now. Matthew 28:20. In our hearts, in our homes, in our day-to-day moments when we invite Him in. Revelation 3:20. I know that with each year that passes, the hard things don't seem to get any less hard, maybe even harder. Ecclesiastes 7:14. And I know that the Lord has sustained me and those I love through them all. Psalm 54:4. I know that when I'm weak, He is strong. 2 Corinthians 12:9 through 10. That when I'm weary, He gives me rest. Matthew 11:28, and that when all else fails, He doesn't. Joshua 21:45. I know that when I'm afraid, I can trust him. Psalm 56:3. I know that he's been faithful in the past and he will be faithful in the future. Hebrews 10:23. I know that he holds all things together. He holds me together. Colossians 1:17. I know that his power is made perfect in my weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I know that he bends down to listen when I pray, so I will never stop. Psalm 116:2. I know that he hurts when I hurt. Isaiah 63:9. I know that he wants all of us to come to him. 1 Timothy 2:4. I know that he created me with a purpose and that every situation in my life is a part of that purpose. Ephesians 2:10. I know that he fights for me if I'll only be still. Exodus 14:14. I know that he is the rock I can build my life on. Psalm 18:2. I know that if I grow my roots down into him, my faith will not be shaken when hard things come. Jeremiah 17:7 through 8. I know that the work I do for him is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. I know that he is real. Romans 1:19. I know that his word is truth. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. I know that he can make impossible situations possible. Mark 10:27. Unbearable situations bearable. And the unthinkable thinkable. I know that he'll be with us wherever we go, that we don't have to be afraid. Joshua 1:9. Ever. I know that he is the light of the world and darkness cannot overcome him. John 1:5. And you can know these things too. In the verse at the top, David said, "My God and my darkness," because they were his personally. We all have dark places at times, hard things that can leave us feeling lost and unseen. But you're not lost. And you are not unseen by Jesus. He is the light you're looking for. He's the one, the only one, who can make things right in your world. Don't sit alone in those hard places. Call out to Jesus, your personal Savior, to bring you out of the darkness and into the light with him. I know he will meet you there. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, life can feel so very dark at times, not just for the world around me, but for me personally. Help me to turn my eyes to you, to remember the truth of who you are, and to put my hope in you and your word. Thank you for lighting up my darkness and meeting me where I am. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.